Shattering This, a program devoted to the most important, to the fastest growing, and according to the most recent Gallup poll, the largest segment of society. To those who have finally come to realize that the world's political, religious, military, media, and economic institutions are corrupt, that they have become counterproductive, they can neither be trusted nor fixed. Our phone number, if you'd like to participate in this discussion anytime over the next 3 hours, is 877-300-7645. It is Friday, and it is therefore my pleasure to welcome IQ Al-Rasuli. He is the author of Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. IQ is among the best informed, most rational, and ethical voices in the world today. And I'm going to put that to a test, because I have a series of questions that I'd like to ask you, IQ. The first of those, and this is all to put the Hamas-Israel conflict in perspective. In World War II, did the Germans attack American civilians?
No.
Did America deliberately firebomb German cities, murdering hundreds of thousands of German civilians?
Yes.
Was there ever an attempt to protect German civilians from harm?
No. There was no reason for it.
If the Germans could have killed every American in the United States, is there any reason to think they would have done so?
They would have done it.
No, you think so? You think they would have killed every American in the United States, they just for giggles?
Not for giggles, as part of the war machine. After all, they attempted to destroy the whole of the Polish population.
Yeah, not so much all of the Polish population, just the Jews and the Gypsies that were part of it, and the government. In World War II, did the Japanese attack American civilians?
If you exclude Hawaii, no.
No, actually, you don't even need to exclude Hawaii. They attacked a naval base and an Air Force base. Did America deliberately firebomb and nuke Japanese cities, murdering hundreds of thousands of civilians?
Yes, of course.
Was there ever a sustained attempt to protect Japanese civilians?
None whatsoever.
In the Vietnam conflict, did the Vietnamese attack American civilians?
No.
Did America deliberately firebomb Japanese villages, towns, and cities, often with napalm, murdering hundreds of... Pardon?
You mean Vietnamese? You said Japanese.
Oh, I meant Vietnamese, the villages, towns, and cities, often
correct,
with napalm.
Yes, they did. They did.
Yeah.
And also with the weapons of chemical weapons.
Yep. Was there ever an attempt to protect Vietnamese civilians?
None.
In the Afghanistan war, IQ, did the Afghanis attack American civilians?
No.
Did America deliberately bomb Afghani villages, towns, and cities, murdering thousands of civilians?
Correct, yes.
Was there ever a sustained attempt to protect Afghani civilians?
None whatsoever.
In the Iraq War, that's your country, did the Iraqis ever attack American civilians?
None.
Did America deliberately bomb Iraqi villages, towns, and cities? How many hundreds of thousands of civilians have died since the American invasion of Iraq?
Innumerable. I don't want even to give a figure. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's somewhere, depending whether or not you recognize that the Syrian conflict is a direct outgrowth of America's invasion of Iraq, the number would be somewhere between about 600,000 and 1 million civilians have died as a result of America's invasion of Iraq.
Correct.
Yeah. In the Libyan conflict, did Libyans attack American civilians?
Of course not.
Did America deliberately bomb Libyan cities?
Absolutely, yes.
Have thousands of civilians been murdered as a direct result of America weaponizing that conflict?
And it continues now as we speak. Libya is finished. It's dysfunctional.
Yeah, it is. It's nothing but a terrorist hellhole. In fact, it's far worse than that, because they are now the gunrunners for most of the Islamic world, particularly in northern and central Africa. The ability of Boko Haram to kidnap and rape and murder little girls has been facilitated because of America weaponizing the conflict in Libya. Would you agree?
Agreed, 100%.
In the Syrian conflict, did the Syrians attack American civilians?
No.
Did America deliberately provide the weapons used to kill hundreds of thousands of Syrian civilians?
Yes, unfortunately, he provided the weapons to the wrong people.
That's correct.
The very enemies of America.
We're actually on the wrong side in that conflict.
Absolutely, no question about that.
Yeah, we were on the wrong side, by the way, of the Iraqi conflict.
In hindsight, yes.
Yeah. Has there been any attempt to protect Syrian civilians from the onslaught of the weapons America has provided to the Sunni Mujahideen?
Of course not.
Is America still supplying weapons to these Islamic murderers?
And they are doing it, and it's wrong, wrong, wrong.
In the Hamas conflict, did Hamas attack Israeli civilians?
Of course, that's exactly the purpose. Hamas is a terrorist organization, and they lobbed now over 2,300 rockets to destroy civilians. I mean, willy-nilly. They target civilians to destroy them. That's it.
Has Israel deliberately bombed civilians?
No. And if Israel, by the way, if Israel wanted to exterminate civilians in Gaza, one day. That's all it needs.
So
one day.
Israel obviously does not want to annihilate the Hamas civilian population because they could do so in one day. Given the opportunity, if the Muslims in Gaza could kill every Jew in Israel, would they?
In one day they would do it.
Which of the two nations started the Gaza war?
Hamas. They are not a nation.
So why is the United States pretending to be this moral bastion of goodwill and tongue-lashing Israel? Well, when in fact America has been vastly, 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 by a magnitude of a million times, worse than Israel has ever been even accused of being.
But America is not the only one. The most remarkable part is the whole of Christian Europe is against Israel.
Yes. Oh,
the only country in the world who came out saying that we support Israel is Canada. Only Canada.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. America gives some lip service to it, but behind the scenes, they're doing exactly the opposite. What nation has the largest military in the world?
The United States.
What nation is the world's leading weapons manufacturer?
United States.
Which nation supplies the most weapons to Muslims?
The United States.
Based upon what you know, what is the most dangerous, deceitful, duplicitous, destructive, and deadly nation in the world today?
Obama and his administration.
I know you don't want to. You know the answer is the United States, but I appreciate the fact that. And you know, the only place you and I don't differ on much. One of the places we do differ, and it's ever so slightly, and it's mostly an issue of timing, is that I see George Bush's invasion of Afghanistan on a pile of lies, and invasion of Iraq on a pile of lies, and the destructive consequence of that, which is the Syrian proxy war, and now the rise of ISIS, which is the beginning of World War III, as worse than Obama, and yet I hold Obama in the same low esteem that you do. I don't think there's a nuance of difference in our disdain for Obama. It's just that I hold George Bush equally accountable.
We don't disagree on this at all, because I'm looking at it from the point of view of today. I don't look at it from the point of view of 6 years ago or 7 years ago.
Yeah, that's kind of a little difference here in that while today is what is most important, I have come to the conclusion you can't understand today unless you understand yesterday.
And let me give you. I agree. Because without studying your history, you can't tell the present or the future.
Let's get a great example. Muslims are trying to eradicate Israel today. They don't want, when Hamas says they want to end the occupation, They're not talking about the occupation of Gaza. Gaza's not occupied. What they want to end is Israel's existence.
But now, the charter of Hamas is 100% clear. I mean, there is no question about it. The charter says they want to eradicate not only Israel, not only the Jews, but any non-Muslim entity in the Muslim world.
Correct. Now, is that declaration unique to Hamas, or is there a bit of history that we can analyze that explains this behavior and tells us that there is no chance whatsoever that words, that bombs, that anything will change the perspective of those who wish to annihilate Jews and eradicate Israel?
Of course, we don't disagree on this. The foundation of all these is the Quran and Hadith. That's the foundation, Sharia.
Yeah. Did Muhammad attack Jewish communities?
He exterminated the Jewish community.
Is there any written record of Jews first attacking Muhammad?
In fact, not only did the Jews not attack Muhammad, his own tribe of Quraysh never attacked him.
That is correct. And when we say that Muhammad attacked Jews, both the Quran and the Islamic Hadith, which are essentially one and the same, declare that Muhammad eradicated the three tribes in Yathra of today's Medina systematically, stealing, exiling the first, and then attacking them in Kabar and murdering them. The second, he murdered the men, as well as the third, murdered the men, raped the women, and sold the children into slavery, and all four counts stole all of their possessions, their land, their wealth. Is that all true?
Absolutely true. And
what is
they
the,
mention it in their own scripture.
Right. Just brag about it in their own scripture. In fact, Allah calls himself a terrorist as a result of what he did to the Jews. And so, and doesn't the Quran tell Muslims to follow Muhammad's example?
100%, they have to follow him because he was the most perfect human, the most perfect male ever.
We'll be back in a moment. IQ, are you aware that the Obama nation, President Barack Hussein Obama, and Benjamin Netanyahu had a 35-minute conversation on this past Sunday afternoon?
I heard about it, and according to the reports, it might not be true.
Okay. According to two claims, it may not be true. All right. Are you aware as to just the first statement? The conversation, everyone acknowledges, took place. There isn't anybody who denies that Obama and Netanyahu talked for 35 minutes on Sunday. The question is whether or not the recording of that conversation is an actual recording of the conversation. How hard do you think it would be to replicate the vocabulary, cadence, and tone of the voice of the most recognized individual in the world today over the course of 35 minutes?
It's impossible.
That's what I would think, too. Have you heard of anyone who is a professional analyzing Obama's speech, any one of his speeches, and this particular recording to demonstrate that it's a fraud, that it really isn't Obama, that somebody pulled off the impossible hoax?
Yeah, but what I understand is only a transcript of a conversation.
No.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong. No.
Oh, okay.
The entire recording is available for you to listen to. There's a transcript of it in English, just because lots of people like myself prefer to read than to listen. Oh no, the entire conversation's available.
Well, if it's available, then it's true.
Yes.
And then Obama threatened Netanyahu, and Netanyahu told him to go and screw himself.
Yes, and beyond the fact that it would have been impossible, I mean literally impossible, to fake a 35-minute conversation with the most recognizable voice in the world.
Well, from both sides, not only one side. They have
right.
to They had to create Netanyahu's voice.
And by the way, and Netanyahu's not an easy voice to copy either. He has a very unique style of parlance. Yeah. And so the next thing I would like to ask you is that, assuming that you have, and I would think that you have, read the transcript. Even if you haven't, I'm going to share the transcript with you. And if you have read the transcript, then my question would be, is there anything in the transcript that is different than what has been announced publicly through other means?
No, in fact, the transcript, if it's true, it reflects exactly what Obama is all about, an arrogant, stupid man.
Yes. All right, let's go through the transcript, because I would like your reaction to these statements. It begins with, "I demand that Israel agrees to an immediate unilateral ceasefire and halt all offensive activities, particularly airstrikes." Is that consistent with the Obama agenda?
Yes. He has no right to demand from anybody. Who the hell does he think he is?
When Obama sent Kerry to Israel for the this past week, and Israel was so disgusted by the terms of the ceasefire that it actually published the terms of Kerry's proposal, which had Israel withdraw immediately, cease all aggressive activities, and end the blockade, allowing Gaza to be fully weaponized. Is that any different than "I demand that Israel agree to an immediate unilateral ceasefire"?
No, we're not disagreeing on this. Obama supports Hamas because Hamas is part and parcel of the Muslim Brotherhood. Who supported the Muslim Brotherhood throughout the last 5 years?
Yes.
Obama.
Obama. He gave a speech at the headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, when the military coup replaced the Muslim Brotherhood, every one of Obama's press releases and official statements immediately thereafter told the military to stand down and to restore the government of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes.
Now, Netanyahu, now if it were me and I heard "I demand," my first comment would be, you know, I thought that that America was not a dictatorship. Demand is what a dictator says. Are you claiming now that that you were elected to be the dictator of America? And are you claiming that Israel now is the 51st state of America and therefore you can dictate to me? That's what I would have said. But that's not what Netanyahu said. He said instead, what will Israel receive in return for a unilateral ceasefire? And the answer to that question tells you everything you need to know about the leadership of the United States of America, and particularly one, Barack Hussein Obama. We'll be back in a moment. We're having a conversation with IQ, Howard Rasuli. Obama in a recorded discussion, really wasn't a discussion, that would be too kind a word for it, with Benjamin Netanyahu, says, "I demand that Israel agrees to an immediate unilateral ceasefire and halt all offensive activities, particularly airstrikes." Netanyahu, rather than say go to hell, said, "What will Israel receive in return for a ceasefire?" This was Obama's response. "I believe that Hamas will stop firing rockets. Silence will be met with silence." What's your response to that, IQ?
Obama should be put in a mental asylum. That's my response.
Yeah, I think
because
that's actually too kind for him.
Unrealistic. Mm-hmm. Totally unrealistic. Mm-hmm. By the way, before we talked, mm-hmm. I was listening to the news from America. There was a poll which says 42% of Americans believe that Obama is doing a good job in foreign affairs.
Mm-hmm.
You Americans must be on a level of stupidity I've never known before in my life.
Yes, that's true. But I want to tell you, the same thing would if you took a poll of Europeans and every European head of state wants Israel to become so vulnerable that it ceases to exist as a nation. So you'd find the same percentage of people supporting it as well. Netanyahu is
more in Europe. I will find more in Europe supporting Hamas than they find in America.
Right. And that, my friend, ultimately is the obstacle to our success. We are using words, evidence and reason, to demonstrate that Islam cannot be tolerated, that it needs to be made illegal, it needs to be quarantined, and that the only way to resolve the Islamic desire to terrorize and control the world is by making it illegal and quarantine the religion. And because we speak to people who are ignorant and irrational and immoral, for the most part, not everyone. I mean, there are still a few people out there that are rational, that are informed, that are moral. But since most people in Europe and the United States do not possess these qualities, that is the biggest obstacle to our success.
Absolutely right. I'll tell you what. Had 5 or 6 European countries said publicly, we support Israel completely against Hamas, Hamas would have buckled. But they know they are winning the propaganda war.
Of course.
They are winning the TV war.
Yes, and every media outlet.
They don't deserve it, but they're winning it.
Correct. But deliberately. I mean, they have deliberately used the civilian population to protect their tunnels, to protect their rockets, to protect their military weapons. And in so doing, since most people are brain dead, they're winning. I mean, today is a great example. So here's Obama saying that Hamas will stop firing rockets. Silence would not with silence. So yesterday, a ceasefire was negotiated for 3 days. It was promoted by the UN, even though America wants to take credit for it. And an hour and a half after the ceasefire was agreed to by both sides, Hamas went on the offensive and killed 2 Israelis and kidnapped a third. That is the reality. And yet, the picture that appeared on almost every newspaper feed that I checked this morning to look at Hamas breaching the ceasefire within an hour and a half, was a ugly Muslim woman wearing the black tent, face up and hands up to the sky, you know, crying, "Why is my house gone?"
Yeah.
Yeah, pathetic.
Yeah. Well, the pathology is with our leadership. The pathology is with our news media. They are criminals. They really are criminals. They are literally instigating, aiding, and abetting Hamas to continue.
Yes, they are. Of course. And, by the way, Hamas doesn't want a ceasefire. They want Israel to attack them. They want all of their tunnels and all of their weapons to be in schools, under hospitals, in mosques, in apartment building lobbies, so that people will be killed. Because then they'll be able to paint the Jews the way the world has been conditioned to see them, as evil.
Correct. But the remarkable part is, there are more reporters from the Western countries in Gaza than there are in Syria and in Iraq combined.
That's
they
true.
Are embedded there. They know
right.
exactly what Hamas is doing,
right.
and they don't report it. By the way, yesterday also...
Because, by the way, all of those reporters, they're Muslims. All of those reporters are Muslims. They're Islamic propagandists.
Correct. An Italian yes. reporter who left Gaza said on his Twitter that the hospital was destroyed not by an Israeli missile, but by an errant missile from Hamas.
Yeah.
He was able to do that because he was not in Gaza. He was safe.
Yeah.
Did anybody report it in news media? The answer is no.
You know, that first one, the UN school, that was on every major newspaper front page for 2 days in a row, where Israel was condemned by the United States and every major country in the world for having deliberately fired a mortar into the courtyard of a UN school, killing, I think it was 16 people. Israel has absolute proof. Absolute proof. And has showed the video evidence that it is not true. That there was one Israeli mortar that hit the courtyard, and when it hit the courtyard, there was no one in it. and that the entire thing was staged between the United Nations and the Muslims to create the impression that Israel was the culprit, and it was published around the world, and yet not a single news agency reported the truth, which was that it was staged and perpetrated by Muslims. And exactly the same thing is true with this hospital, where the United States has come out and condemned Israel again. And the facts of the matter are that Israel didn't do it.
Not only this. Three times already, the United Nations inspectors found schools with missiles from Hamas.
Correct.
And they returned the missiles back to Hamas.
Right.
Three times.
Yes. Not just schools, but also hospitals and mosques. They have.
Yeah.
The UN has announced that, yes, we have a problem with this. Although they're only accusing Israel of war crimes, and it's because of the attacks that Muslims themselves have staged on the UN facilities. In every case, and this was also true throughout the Lebanese conflict, that the United Nations forces and personnel worked on behalf of the Muslims against Israel.
Hamas uses United Nations and Red Crescent ambulances to move
yes.
ammunition, missiles, and terrorists, as anyone can watch it is on YouTube, from their own site. It shows that to you. They have utter contempt to all rules of law, rules of warfare, or rules of engagement. What else can anyone, can any sane person expect from a terrorist organization? I don't know.
The only claim that you could make against Israel is that by trying to defend itself, lots of Palestinian children have died. Now, beyond the fact there's no such, by the way, there's no such thing as a Palestinian. But is there such a thing as an innocent child in the fundamentalist Islamic world?
Not at all. By the way, the news media also don't show you how Hamas, it's on YouTube again,
yes.
all those young children bedecked with military uniforms carrying machine guns.
Yes.
They don't show you that.
Yeah, they don't show you the child watching a cartoon character tell them in grammar school that if you see a Jew, kill him. If you have the opportunity to attack a Jew, you must attack.
Correct. They don't show you that.
No.
While the Israeli Defense Forces use the Iron Dome anti-missile system to protect its people, Hamas, with utter disregard for the safety of its people, uses its women and children to protect their missiles. And the news media don't tell that.
It's just...
And America knows it, and Obama knows it.
Of
and
course.
They don't say that.
Right. I mean, rather than attacking Israel for the deaths of women and children in Gaza... The entire world, if it was sane, if it was informed, if it was rational, if it was moral, would attack Hamas for the deaths of 100% of the women and children because it deliberately positioned them to protect its weapons so that they would die.
May I say,
sure.
I would like to give an example to Americans. The Israeli losses should be compared pro rata with U.S. dimension. For example... The United States is 3.7 million square miles. Israel is only 8,000 square miles. Yeah. Hamas sent 2,500 rockets and missiles all over the land of Israel in 22 mm-hmm. days.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing this to the size of the United States, it's as if Mexico and or Canada
mm-hmm.
showered mainland USA with 1,200,000 rockets and missiles in 22
right.
days. At the rate
right.
of 54,660 rockets a day. This is a very sobering set of real figures. These are the real figures. When
yes.
Israel loses one soldier, and there are only 8 million people, and America is 310 million people, that's a 40-to-1 ratio. So
right.
one Israeli soldier is equal to 40 American soldiers. Israel lost in 22 days more people, pro rata, than what America lost in 13 years in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, these are the facts.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And I only have one issue with Israel and its present defense of its civilians in Gaza. Only one. And that is it continues to use the misnomer Palestinian, which I think is a great disgrace to truth. And the second, it says that it's at war with Hamas without saying the truth, which is that Muslims want them eradicated. He shouldn't be saying that Hamas wants Israel eradicated. He should be saying that the war is against Islam, and it's Islam that wants Israel eradicated.
Yes, but they should add also that Islam is against every other human being who's not a Muslim. So it's not only the Jews, it's not only Zionism, it's not only Israel, it is the great state in America, it's China, it's Russia, it's India, it's everybody who's not a Muslim.
Yes, but only to a point. And I want to, my guess is we're not going to disagree here. The fact of the matter is that after Muhammad was run out of Mecca in shame following the satanic verses, he found a singular enemy initially, and that singular enemy were Jews. And it was only after overhunting Jews that he opened up his hate brigade to other people. We'll talk about that in a moment. Thank you. In the last segment, the point that I wanted to make is that your statement that Islam is against more than 80% of humanity, of all who do not submit to Muhammad and Allah, the Quran, and Islam, that it is at war for all time with all people who do not submit to Islam. Irrefutable. Absolutely true. But there was a order of things. It was the Jews first, and then the rest of the world. And by the way, the rest of the world also includes peaceful Muslims. That's what the Ninth Surah is all about. And so, just as Israel is being attacked now by Muslims, once Israel, should Israel be destroyed, and they will attempt to do so, they won't stop there. They will just continue to attack. Scott, you've got your mic open. IQ, is that consistent with what you know to be true?
Of course. I mean, they always said after the Sabbath, by the Sabbath is Al-Ahad, means after the Sabbath, which is the day of the Jews, comes Sunday, Al-Ahad, which is the day of Christians. Islam is against every human being who's not a Muslim. It's that simple. One of the things that I held against Jews after World War II, they always said 6 million Jews, 6 million Jews, 6 million Jews, as if they were the only ones. That was a big mistake. Why? Yes. Because they didn't put it in context. 25 million people were exterminated by the Nazi machine. 19 million of them were Christian.
Right.
So put it in context. Say, yes, okay, 6 million Jews, but among 25 million people. Put it in context. This is why I always say, it's not only the Jews, that's a red herring. It's not only the Christians, another red herring. They are against every human being on the planet who's not a Muslim.
Yeah, for example, if you read the Quran in chronological order, the first to be murdered, to be kidnapped, to be sold into slavery, and to be raped by the Muslim war machine of Muhammad were Jews, exclusively Jews. And once they had overhunted Jews and killed every Jew and raped every Jew within camel's ride of Mecca and Medina, then Muhammad secondarily turned on his own and attacked non-Muslim Arabs. And once he had got all non-Muslim Arabs to submit that he could reach by camel, then he turned his attention on Christians. It was a 1-2-3. And that's the purpose of the fifth surah of the Quran, is to turn to the next enemy. On Saturday are the Jews. On Sunday, it's the Christians. If you don't care about what Muslims are doing in Israel, you're next.
It's not the next enemy. It's the next victim. And after the Christians, it was the Hindus. After the Hindus, it was the Buddhists. And after that, it was Western Europe.
Yeah.
It's non-stop. It's non-stop.
As long as
Islam stays on the face of the earth, we who are not Muslims are not safe.
You know that in this particular agreement with Hamas, where they, Hamas leadership not only said, do we commit to this agreement, but all Hamas-related, all resistance organizations also unanimously agree to this three-day ceasefire, that within an hour and a half, you know that multiple Islamic suicide bombers walked out of a tunnel and detonated themselves amongst Jews, killing two. And then one who was stunned was kidnapped and hauled away. It didn't take them an hour and a half before they welched on their agreement.
Well, that's exactly what Muhammad did at Hudaybiyah. It was supposed to be for a 10-year period. In over 1 year, he emasculated Mecca and made them submit to his will.
Yeah, in this particular case, Muhammad came down with too few men under arms, and he got cold feet. And he didn't think that he could savage the civilian population of Mecca. And so in the valley of Hudaybiyah, he formed and signed an agreement that said he would not kidnap, terrorize, harass, or otherwise bother the Meccans for 10 years that they could live in peace. The following year, he comes down with 10,000 men, all goons under arms with the promises of plunder. And he begins the nice surah by saying any agreement between a Muslim and a non-Muslim is not binding on the Muslim. That's what the ninth surah says. And ever since that time, there's never been an agreement that a Muslim has adhered to. Never
one. It is impossible for a Muslim to keep his word to anybody who's not a Muslim, and even to others who are not Muslim of a different sect.
Correct. That is absolutely the truth, which means that as the White House now is scrambling to get Hamas to honor the terms and conditions of the most recent ceasefire, they're wasting their breath. They're showing that they're completely ignorant of what Islam represents. They're ignorant of the Quran. They do not know that Muslims have never honored any treaty ever made with any non-Muslim, ever, and they never will. IQ Al-Rasuli, it's always a pleasure. I wish
Thank you, sir.
The world would listen to what you have to say.